AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump has retweeted a Twitter post from former game show host Chuck Woolery that accused government medical experts of lying. A top member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Admiral Brett Garrar, responded.
We may occasionally make mistakes based on the information we have, but none of us lie.
Garrar was on NBC's Today Show.
None of us are always right, and we admit that. I think we have a good relationship. The vice president listens to us all. We meet regularly during the task force.
Vice President Mike Pence travels to Louisiana today, which has reemerged as a coronavirus hotspot. Japan is worried about American military coronavirus measures. There's a spike in cases involving Marines on Okinawa. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Nearly 100 U.S. service members have contracted the virus on Okinawa, where residents have long been sensitive to base-related problems like noise and crime. Japan's defense minister says there are problems at American bases throughout the nation, not just on Okinawa. In a possible indication of one, he says Japanese officials are inspecting safety measures at a hotel the military's used to house troops newly assigned to the island from the U.S. while they're in self-quarantine. Amid complaints from officials and residents on Okinawa about prevention measures and transparency, the military says it's taking prudent measures to stop the virus spread. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government carried out its first execution in nearly two decades. Daniel Lewis Lee died by lethal injection in Indiana for murdering an Arkansas family in the 1990s in a plot to build a whites-only nation in the Pacific Northwest. The victim's relatives had objected. Consumer prices jumped last month, mostly because of an increase in gas prices. It's a Republican Senate runoff today in Alabama. The candidates are former Senator and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former college football coach Tommy Tuberville. This is AP News. Britain's government is backtracking on plans to give Chinese telecommunications company Huawei a limited role in a new high-speed mobile network.
Britain says the ban's in place after US sanctions made it impossible to ensure the security of Huawei equipment, forcing it to start turning to other suppliers for components. The US threatened to sever an intelligence sharing arrangement with Britain because of concerns the equipment could allow the Chinese government to infiltrate British networks. Culliver Secretary Oliver Dowden says the decision would delay the 5G rollout and cost millions of pounds. The decision gives British telecoms operators until 2027 to remove Huawei equipment already in Britain's network. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Burger King is staging an intervention with its cows. The chain is rebalancing the diet of some of the cows by adding lemongrass to try to limit their contributions to climate change. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.